And she paid.
Please, and lots of soda. I don't normally drink in the afternoon.
Nor do I, normally. There we are. Lots of soda.
Thanks.
Well, here's to...
High living?
Love in the afternoon.
Bernard?
Hmm?
Why were you so late? I felt conspicuous hanging about.
I've already said. I had things on my mind.
Let's go round to my place.
Was your idea coming here?
I didn't realize it's too much hers. I feel wrong somehow. Guilty, even.
Okay. Suits me. You may as well have a look round, though, while you're here.
Okay.
See how the other half lives. The bedroom's over there. Hers that side, mine this. Separate bath and dressing rooms on through.
She couldn't possibly be... You're sure...
My dear Jackie, it's what... 3:04. She'll just be settling in a hard chair for Virginia Woolf's influence on the modern novel or whatever. Her monthly date with culture. It's sacred.
The door's open.
Well, so what? Go on in. It's very yellow. Her favourite colour, as you may have noticed.
Bernard! Come!
Oh, no. Mavis...
Death on a Fourth Wednesday by Joan Sadler. With Gordon DeLieu as Bernard, Lolly Cockrell as Jackie, and Michael McStay as Inspector Burgess. Death on a Fourth Wednesday.
We were on our way to the laboratory. Jackie, Mrs. Jessel hadn't seen the flat, so I suggested we pop up.
Mrs. Jessel is...
My secretary. We visit the laboratory at Harper's Dean every week.
Whose laboratory?
Mine. My firm's. Camellia Beauty Products.
You've been with the firm long, Mrs. Jessel?
About a year, Inspector.
You live in the town?
Cromby Street, 26A, just off St. James's Square.
Did you expect your wife to be here, Mr. Lane, when you decided to pop up?
No. I knew... I mean, I assumed she'd gone to her club. It's a kind of literary thing. She goes...
Every month. The fourth Wednesday.
2:30 till 5:00, hasn't missed in years.
Had she spoken about today's meeting?
Yes, last night. I didn't pay much attention. We're launching a new line of male perfume. Patchouli and musk, it was on my mind.
How many keys do you have?
To the flat. We've one each and there's a spare.
Perhaps you'll check to see if any valuables are missing, jewellery, that sort of thing?
My wife never wears jewellery. She's a simple woman. Simple tastes, even perfume she doesn't care for.
She seems to have used it today. You noticed? Must have.
I've never known her use perfume, that's all I can say. She isn't sympathetic to perfume. Her skin doesn't absorb it, as most women's do.
Did she have friends here?
Not to my knowledge. It's a rather soulless place. 18 floors and a penthouse, 3 flats to a floor. You nod in the lift and that's it.
Who else on the ninth?
9A is a couple who only come at weekends. B belongs to Tom DeWitt and Norman... something. They're abroad, I believe. Albert would know.
Albert who?
Banks, their home help. He gave Mavis a hand from time to time, spring cleaning, window cleaning.
He comes in while they're away?
I imagine so. You could check with the hall porter.
Yes. Well, it's possible we may need to call back. Perhaps we may use your spare key, in case you're not here.
Yes, okay.
You'll be available, of course.
Either here or at the factory.
Oh, Mrs. Jessel?
Yes.
Oh, thank you. What time did you ring us?
Ring? Oh, just after 3:00, I suppose.
We had a previous call at 2:35. That's why we got here so promptly. Yours was the second call about your wife's death.
Your wife to be here, Mr. Lane. Oh, he knew. He knew about us, all right.
My dear Jackie, you don't have to be a policeman to see the obvious. So he knew. What's it matter?
You were so certain about her club.
She hadn't missed in years.
So you say.
She's dead, Jackie. Murdered.
Oh, I'm sorry. Forgive me.
2 calls, he said. Who else, for God's sake?
Bernard, did she have a boyfriend?
Mavis.
I mean, the scent, the whole setup.
What setup?
Well, you saw. Well, even the thing was done with her tights.
Oh, it's a maniac. It's a maniac world. It's that first call.
It seems 100 years since I said let's go to my place, but can't we? Now?
I couldn't stay here. My God. Yes? Who? Oh, yes, all right. Bring him in.
Inspector Burgess.
Come in. Any news?
Nothing yet. Nothing at all.
Sit down.
Yeah.
Except, your wife's key. We can't find it.
Well, it must be around somewhere. If she'd lost it, she'd certainly have said.
Mr. Lane, were you happily, normally married?
Normally. I suppose that's how you'd describe it. Normally.
How long?
8 years. A few months after I joined Camellia.
It's not yours.
I run it, but in point of fact it belonged to my wife. Her mother founded it in 1929. Mostly powdered orris root, then.
Going to be yours now?
I hadn't thought. I've been boss here so long, ever since the old lady died, less than a year after our marriage.
Your wife was quite happy to let you take over.
She wasn't interested. And I was pretty efficient.
What interests did she have, besides her club?
Reading, her horoscope, and... Well, you saw the cactus plants and the tropical fish.
Mm. Simple things.
Yes. She was a simple woman.
Older than you?
Yes.
Much?
10 years.
Children?
No. No children. She was 35 when we married.
You say she didn't drive. When she went to her club, how did she get there?
If it was fine, she walked through the park. She liked walking. If not, I suppose she took a bus or a taxi.
She didn't ask you to drive her there?
I'm never home to lunch during the week.
You'll forgive me, but did she have a lover?
I doubt it.
The perfume she was using
yesterday...
I've
never known her use...
Was it one of your own?
Yes. I recognized it immediately. A discontinued line. Didn't take for some reason. We called it Le Bonheur.
You didn't sleep in your flat last night, Mr. Lane.
Would you in the circumstances?
Your secretary, Mrs. Jessel, is she a widow?
No, divorced. Tell me, did she suffer, Mavis?
Death, asphyxiation due to strangulation, was practically instantaneous. Le Bonheur. Not a bad name for a scent.
It's French for happiness.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Lane. Well, I won't disturb the business world any longer.
Goodbye. Who? Oh, sorry, Frank. Yeah, I know. Oh, well, if it's promised for the 8th, Frank, it must go. Well, never mind. Give it priority. Yes. Who's Felicity Hargreaves? Oh, the club secretary. Yes. Right. Look, tell her I'll call this afternoon.
Oh, please call me Felicity. Ah. Everyone does. Do sit down.
Thank you.
Yes, I've been secretary now for 12 years. The club's my baby, in fact.
My wife joined in...
74. September 74. Ah. One of our more memorable meetings. Readings from Rupert Brooke. Stands the church clock at 2:50, and is there honey still for tea? Oh, what lovely stuff he gave the world.
I'm afraid poetry's not really my thing. It was my wife who had the culture. She virtually lived for your club, the 4th Wednesday.
Mr. Lane, your wife wouldn't have been at the club yesterday.
Of course she would. It was her one interest in life outside the home.
Every year, Mavis came just once to our very first meeting, September. Once and no more.
Perhaps you're thinking of someone else. Small, a dark woman, quiet, rather simple.
Simple? Well, I don't know. Interesting face. A police inspector came here this morning. I got the impression you had been deceived. It seemed only right you should know.
she used to speak about the meetings the night before.
She had our brochure, of course.
Oh, I never listened. Always things on my mind.
Oh, excuse me. Julian?
Hello.
My PG.
Oh, then I must wait.
Don't go. This enormous house. One has to survive.
Felicity, I've been... Oh, I beg your pardon.
This is Bernard Lane. Julian.
Hello.
How do you do?
Julian is with Parks and Gardens. St. Anne's, mainly.
Oh, really? My wife used to go to St. Anne's quite a lot. No garden of our own.
Oh, it's such a beautiful spot. Lovely flower beds
okay,
and shrubs.
Okay, the bath, then. I've been tree-lopping all afternoon.
Of course. Poor boy. He's had troubles. It's over the worst now, they say. The open-air life, beneficial.
Just once every year. You're sure?
To our first meeting, yes. That's all.
Is it special, the first?
Well, of course, we like to attract new members. It is usually our best. The Rupert Brooke readings, the year she joined, were especially good. Helman Smith, a poet himself. You may have heard of him.
No.
Oh, your wife was most appreciative. In fact, I believe they became rather friendly.
Oh?
Yes, the first meeting is the best. The other six tend to tail off.
Six, but I thought you carried on right through the year.
Oh, no, just September to April, excluding December. And that's difficult enough, getting speakers. Well, I suppose we can't persuade you.
To what?
To speak for us about purpose.
This poet, Smith, you say they were friendly. Does he live here in the town?
Helman, no. He moved away, up to Cumbria.
I see. Well...
Oh, must you? Well, do take one of our brochures. Mm. And you will think about a talk. I'm sure we'd all be delighted.
Camellia Beauty Products.
Jackie?
Bernard, where are you? I was worried. It's after six.
I'm on my way to the flat.
Bernard, the inspector's been back here while you were out. Talking, asking questions everywhere.
It's his job. Do you want me to pick you up?
Oh, no. Frank's running me home. He goes right by.
Okay, see you then.
Albert, going down?
Oh, an offer a minute, Mr. Lane.
Right.
Just like to offer my sympathy. The sad news. If there's anything I can do, see to the fish or the plants...
Oh, that's nice of you, Albert. Thanks, I'll let you know.
A real smashing lady she was. Have to go a long way to find a better, as I told them.
They've been back?
Not much. Yes, she's going to be sadly missed, your wife, by a good many.
I didn't think she had any friends.
Oh, yes, Mr. Lane. People called, time to time.
People called? Here?
Sure. Of an afternoon, mostly.
How do you know?
Well, I'm only across the way with me chores.
Did you tell them?
Not me. I've been inside once, years ago, minor offence. Still, it's best not to know too much.
Were you here yesterday?
Oh, not yesterday, no. While Tommy and Norman's away, I only come in Mondays and Fridays.
Today's Thursday.
Or if there's anything special I want to see on the box, they got colour. I've been watching the Gee-Gees.
Look, how about a quick one?
Oh, thanks all the same. Just have one. Well, they don't mark the bottles. Another time, maybe.
I'd no idea people called.
Well, don't listen to me. Ask Harrison. Porter has to keep his eyes open, place like this. At least, that's what he's paid to do.
Yes.
Well, see you then, Mr. Lane. My sympathies.
Thank you, Albert.
Be grateful if you pop up from time to time, Harrison. Keep an eye on things. I mean, this dreadful business. One feels terrified.
Not to worry, Mrs. Spencer Biggs. You have a lovely time and enjoy the sunshine. Your taxi's there.
Thank you, Harrison.
Goodbye, Mrs. Spencer Biggs. Bon voyage. Ah, Mr. Lane.
Evening, sir.
Allow me to offer my sympathies. I was shattered when I heard... Such a nice, reserved lady.
I suppose you didn't...
As I said to them, Mr. Lane, I'd need a dozen pair of eyes to see everyone that comes and goes in this building.
Evening, sir.
And Mr. Stanhope. Right. Wednesdays I usually knock off just after midday. Dull day, Wednesday. Put me feet up, study form, watch the Gee-Gees.
Albert suggested you might know...
Albert Banks can mind his own business. Nothing better to do than look after a couple of queers. And the way he nips in and out, like Quicksilver. Never know if he's up there or not. Evening, madam, sir.
Oh, Godfrey, questioned you.
Mr. Lane, my name's Gelder, Godfrey Gelder. Oh. My wife and I would like to say how distressed we are by what's happened.
A tragic, terrible thing. No one's safe these days.
You knew my wife?
Just a nod to in the lift. Isn't that so, Constance?
Oh, she seems such a quiet, reserved person.
One wishes now, of course. We are deeply sorry.
If there's anything we can do...
Thank you. Thank you both.
Her first husband was in oil. Godfrey's 20 years younger. And, Mr. Lane, your wife may have called me up now and then, but only for a very good reason. Very civil she was, and always a small drink on the table. A lady, if ever there was one. I shall miss her, and Albert will too.
Yes, he was just
saying. It's a shocking business. Not enough security in this building. Some maniac got up, no doubt. The world's a rotten place. It's a pity they didn't bring back the rope. Oh, excuse me. 5B? Yes. Yes. Mr. Lane, have a word with 14C. Went up 2 minutes ago with the evening paper. Stanhope.
Right.
Yes, I explained to your wife, sir. They'll be here on Thursday. No, sorry. Not a chance.
Yes, I'm Martin Stanhope. Come in.
Thank you.
You must excuse the mess. I have a daily who comes twice a week. In between times, I just pick it, as it were. Allow me to offer my sympathy, Mr. Lane. A sad business.
Thank you.
Strange we haven't met before. Though I often feel in this place we're a group of planets in space, constantly revolving and never making contact. You'll have a drink. Whiskey, gin, vodka, Campari.
Whiskey, please.
Tower blocks are so bloody soulless. Suits me personally, because I write a bit. Alas, with no success.
That's Mavis.
I beg your pardon?
The sketch, there. That's her.
Heavens, yes. Oh, I most terribly... Oh, I hope it's not too upsetting. I should have taken it down. It's become so much part of the decor.
It's good. Who did it, you?
No, a friend. Ice?
Please. A friend of yours?
Of hers.
H.S., it says in the corner.
Does it? It's ages since she gave it to me. Here.
Oh, thanks. Did you belong to the club?
What club?
Fourth Wednesday, literary thing. You're a writer, you say.
Oh, clubs don't interest me.
But you were one of her callers.
Now, who said that? We were friends, certainly, as you must know, or you wouldn't be here.
So how did you meet?
A rare case of planets making contact. Here, in the lift. One morning, just before lunch. She seemed distressed. I invited her up for a drink. It appeared a man had, well, exposed himself to her in a side street.
She never mentioned it to me.
Yes, I'm not surprised. I don't think it was true.
But Mavis wasn't an imaginative person. She was simple, uncomplicated. And after that?
Oh, we just met from time to time. Of an afternoon. A dull time in the afternoon.
At our flat.
That's right. She used to leave the key in the door.
Outside?
It was unwise, I told her. But she'd only laugh as if it were, well, a kind of game.
Good God. How long did it last?
Oh, a year, off and on.
Did she use perfume?
Well, of course. She was in the trade, wasn't she? I love living high, don't you? If you'd like the sketch, please do take it.
Where were you when it happened?
Here, alone, writing and listening to Vivaldi. The perfect alibi. Where were you?
We've been nosing out everything. The false entries in your diary, the business trips we've made together, the fact that I got the job here because I was your mistress. I can't even type.
So what? Anyone can type.
They can. Bernard, I didn't know you started at Camellia as a lab assistant.
I dare say there's things about you I don't know.
Not really. Summer cabaret, panto, supermarket, the dole, secretary you can't type.
Okay. I was a 20 quid a week lab assistant, washing test tubes, swabbing sinks, the lot. Then I met the boss's daughter.
And she fell for you.
Oh, with a little persuasion. That was it. I believe it's the one time in her life Mavis ever stood out against the old girl. I'll tell you something, in 3 years, I'd built that firm up from 7 employees to 30.
60 now.
And still growing. For a lab assistant, I've done pretty well.
You've realised
now she's gone, we're free.
Yes, I've realised.
What did the club woman want?
She wouldn't have been there yesterday. Only went once a season, the first meeting.
The perfume in her room, Le Bonheur. Frank said the inspector was asking about
it. I already told him.
So she was odd. Friends to the flat and sent discontinued lines. Mm. Most of them were aware at Camellia. You must have been as blind as a bat, or hellishly indifferent. Can we eat soon? I'm starving.
Yes. Oh, sorry, Frank. Later, the inspector's here. Yeah. As I was saying, when the old lady died...
Natural causes?
Heart attack. I took over.
With no business training?
Just natural aptitude. And some guidance, of course, from the staff. We were only seven then.
Your rendezvous with Mrs. Jessel at Martello Heights on Wednesday...
We'd arranged to meet outside.
On your way to the laboratory?
Yes.
Time?
2:30. I was a little late, actually. Well,
5 minutes? 10?
I can't remember exactly. I walked further than I thought. Things on my mind.
Your wife knew of your relationship with Mrs. Jessel?
Mrs. Jessel is my secretary.
I asked you a question.
I doubt if she knew of her existence.
She'd no interest in the staff?
She kept away from the factory, didn't like the smell.
Your general manager, he's been here some time.
Frank? Oh, all of 25 years.
Before you?
By about 16 years.
Mr. Lane, we called in at your flat yesterday and found an envelope on the doormat. This key was inside.
Mavis's.
It fits the lock and I still have the spare. Might she have given or lent it to someone?
Why?
I'm asking you.
No, there's no one. In any case, why the hell should she?
The sketch on your bureau, I don't remember it being there on Wednesday.
Sketch? Oh, no, Stanhope gave it to me.
Martin Stanhope?
Mm-hmm.
The initials in the corner are HS.
That's right, he didn't do it. It was given to him.
By your wife?
Yes.
Recently?
Ages ago, so he said.
Yes. Well, I won't take up more of your time.
Can I ask one thing?
Yes?
Before she died, had there been... had anything...
No, Mr. Lane. There had been no sexual intercourse. Whoever killed your wife came with that express purpose.
Some more? Bernard?
Oh, sorry. No appetite.
There, my lovely two Gasring speciality. Spaghetti bolognese. I spent my honeymoon at Amalfi. Late September.
He's after me. No, he's so smooth. How long has Mrs. Jessel been your secretary? Your rendezvous with her that afternoon?
So it worries you now. Do you inherit?
Camellia? Yes, I suppose I must do. Who else?
Well, there you are, then. Everything to gain. Estranged marriage. The obvious suspect.
Complete with beautiful mistress.
Afraid so. But thanks.
Who was with me when it happened?
Was I? You were all of 20 minutes late. I'd no idea where you were.
I can assure you I was not in my flat killing my wife.
Oh, Bernard. You said yourself that's how it must seem to them.
Who sent her discontinued lines?
I believe Frank arranged it.
Frank? Oh, good God.
Can we get some more of your gear later? You only brought 2 shirts and it's not
yes,
easy for me.
Yes. I've got to see to the fish.
I'll come with you. Listen to that wind. I couldn't live with it.
This place juts out like a crag. It's westerly tonight, off the sea.
Draw the curtains.
Why, no one can see us up here. Like a drink.
Or just a small one. Bernard?
Hmm?
That sketch. Is it her?
Yes.
You said she was plain.
Well, she was. Drab clothes, sallow skin, no makeup.
She's interesting. Different. Like a bird. Did she dance?
Lord, no. Gin, all right?
Oh, anything. H.S. Who's H.S.?
No idea. Who told you about Frank and the perfume?
Oh, one of those things that gets around.
Why didn't you say?
It's not important, is it? You insisted she didn't like scent. But she did, that's all.
Oh, would you?
I suppose it's the inspector.
Ask him in for a drink.
Yes?
Oh, excuse me, have I... This is 9C.
That's right. Did you want Mr. Lane?
Well, yes. I'm a neighbour, at least.
Bernard!
My name's Gelder. I don't want to...
Oh, come in!
Yes, of course, come in.
Well, thanks.
Wild night.
Isn't it?
My secretary, Mrs. Jessel, Godfrey Gelder.
Enchanté.
Have a drink?
No, really.
Whiskey, gin, vodka?
Oh, well, perhaps a whiskey.
How did you know I was here?
Actually, Harrison buzzed my wife to let us know. Please don't think we're intruding, but Constance feels deeply. He insisted I came.
You knew Mrs. Lane?
Hardly knew. Just a nod to in the lift. Actually, Constance was wondering... Oh, thanks. If you care to have Sunday lunch with us, Mr. Lane, unless you've made other plans.
Oh, would you thank her? I'll let you know.
Of course. I'm afraid she takes a morbid interest. Is there any news? Have the police, what is it, got a lead?
Not as far as I know.
Incredible. Such a ghastly thing. In broad daylight.
It's a soulless place, as Stanhope says.
Stanhope? Did he know your wife?
Oh, just to nod to in the lift, like yourself.
Ah. Is that so?
Were you here when it happened?
Here?
In the building.
Oh, yes. Yes, with Constance. We rest after lunch. La sieste. She spent 25 years in the Middle East. Her late husband was in oil.
It's my wife.
Hmm? What's that?
The sketch. You seem transfixed.
Really? Yes. Yes, I see now. It's caught her quite remarkably. Don't you think, Mrs...
Jessel. I never met her.
Ah. Well, I mustn't keep you. Sunday, then, if you can manage.
You'll thank your wife.
Yes, she's most concerned. I'm sure they'll soon get the... About midday, if you do. We're the penthouse, by the way.
Penthouse, right.
Goodbye, then, Mr. Lane. This is... so nice to have met you. I'm really sorry in circumstances. One wishes now...
No,
I'll see myself out.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. You go on Sunday?
Just a nod to in the lift. Perhaps I should.
You can take me out to dinner to make up.
Okay.
La polenta.
Where you like. And take your eyes off that sketcher as bad as he is.
You know, it rings a bell, H.S.
Hellman Smith?
Who's he?
Oh, some sort of poet she knew years ago.
He did it?
I told you, I've no idea.
Get your gear, then. That wind gives me the creeps.
If you'd feed the fish. Stuff's on the side.
Well, they're pretty. What are they, do you know?
Oh, guppies, swordtails, barbels. Used to read books about them.
I like the little stripy ones.
Zebra fish.
I saw a horrible zebra skin coat. I said it rang a bell.
Mm-hmm.
The H.S. Dress Agency. St. James's Square, just round the corner from me.
What the hell's a dress agency?
Second-hand clothes. I bought a super coat there last week.
You buy second-hand clothes?
The best people do. A cultured sort of chap runs it, got a beard. I think he liked me. Knocked a pound off, just for me, he said.
And his initials are H.S. Oh, come on.
Well, they are.
In any case, Hellman Smith moved away years
and
ago.
And he's got drawings for sale. There's a notice. Second-hand quality clothes and original art. Perhaps he's moved back.
Hmm. It'd have to be cleaned when the lining's gone. Look.
But it's a genuine zebra. Quite unique.
a pound off, just for you.
I'll think about it, Mr. Smith.
Yeah. All right. Goodbye. Oh, sorry to keep you.
My name's Lane, Bernard Lane. I believe you knew my wife, Mavis.
The police told you?
They've been here.
Twice. But there was nothing to say. We were friends a long time ago, that's all. I haven't seen her for years, not since I went away.
What made you go away?
My wife died. It changed my life. Well, if there's nothing here you're interested in...
I like your pictures.
But you want to buy one?
I've already got one. Remember this?
But Mavis... But she kept it.
She gave it away. To another of her friends.
I suppose I couldn't have it back.
Sorry. I've become rather attached to it.
Oh, remorse?
Perhaps.
A little late, certainly, your interest in her. Now?
I owe her something.
Oh, everything, I'd have thought.
Tell me, did she use perfume when you...
No, no perfume. The police asked that. And she didn't care for it.
Hmm. Where were you when it happened?
Here, in my shop. I've said. Where were you?
Do have some more, Bernard. Godfrey made it specially for you.
Thank you. Just a spoonful.
Yes, I suppose one feels identification. Godfrey. Bernard Glass. The older woman married to the young, handsome man. Or should I say the older, rich woman? No. That was naughty. I shouldn't have.
You were up here on Wednesday.
Yes. He had this decadent habit, La Sieste. 20 years in Bahrain.
I suppose the police have seen him.
They've seen everyone. Very interested in Martin Stanhope, I hear.
Do you know him?
Oh, he's had a drink here once or twice. Right, he claims. Your wife.
Just to nod
something
to him the
lift. To do with the club thing she belonged to.
Stanhope is?
Gave a talk there. Was it last season? The first meeting. Tried to rope me in, nothing doing. Now, if it had been music...
Well, Gigi's, Connie.
I enjoy Ascot or Windsor. I draw the line at betting shops.
You were saying Stanhope gave a talk, the first meeting.
Yes. What was it, Godfrey?
Virginia Woolf.
That's it. And her influence on the modern novel. Something like that.
Settling in a hard chair for Virginia Woolf's influence on the modern novel.
Bernard, are you all right?
Oh, sorry. I believe Mavis must have mentioned it at the time.
Oh, yes, they were friends. Though Martin's never actually said.
At least not to us.
But one hears whispers.
From Harrison.
Harrison. Mm. Now, you must have heard about him. A very shady past, my dear. No reference from his last post.
Really?
A touch of Lady Chatterley's lover.
And everything overlooked here because of his war record.
I didn't know that.
Really? Let's have some cheese, shall we? What will you have, Bernard? Brie or Rockford? The plates, Godfrey. Cheese plates. There, on the side. Idiot. Bring them over.
Bernard Lane. How nice.
I've been lunching with the Gelders.
Yes. Constance mentioned.
Could I come in?
Of course, I'm sorry. I hate winter Sundays, don't you? Always have done since prep school. You know, nothing to do except church. Not that I ever go to church now, except the odd funeral. Do sit down.
I hear you speak professionally as well as write.
Yes. I have a modest set piece available on Virginia Woolf.
How did it go at the Wednesday Club?
Rather well, actually.
You hadn't mentioned it to me.
Should I have? It was what? 77, I suppose. Ages after the little episode we discussed.
She was there, Mavis.
Mm-hmm. I drove her home afterwards.
You told me you didn't belong to the club.
I gave a talk. It doesn't mean I belong.
When you drove her home, did she suggest you might revive the old friendship?
No. And if she had, what would it prove? Except she was lonely. Her life lacked a sense of purpose.
She chose her way of life.
You mean she chose to marry you? Isn't it rather that you chose to marry her and didn't keep your side of the bargain? Excuse me.
Yes? And about time, too. I've been waiting hours. Well, I'm free this evening. Shall we... Okay, tomorrow, then. Well, I've seen it once. I'm not crazy about Chabrol, but if you... All right. I'll be outside at 8. Who are you? Well, I forgive you, then. Well, wish her happy returns and all that. Bye.
What about Gelder? Did he know her?
Your wife? It's possible.
Just a nod to in the lift, he said.
Then perhaps it was. I'm sure we've both better things to do than stand here gassing about the Gelders. You know your way out.
Can't you finish?
Ate too much of the Gelders. Who's Chabrol?
Chabrol? French film director. There's one of his at the film theatre tomorrow.
Why to go?
With you? Really?
Why not?
Why, it's just unexpected.
Well, how about it?
Delighted. I'll look up the times. Bernard, There's a couple behind you. A woman with a rather beautiful young man. She keeps looking.
No.
Can you sort of turn casually?
It's Felicity Hargreaves and Julian.
Her son?
Lodger.
He's rather dishy. What is he? Music?
Parks and gardens. St. Anne's.
Gardeners? That's the park near you.
Yes. Mavis often went there.
He knew Mavis?
I haven't thought. Let's have them over for coffee.
And this is Julian. I'm afraid I don't know your other name.
Just call me Julian. Everyone does.
Do sit down,
sir. Thank you.
This is very sweet of you. Did you know it's my birthday?
Oh.
I'm 100 today.
Coffee, sir?
Oh, yes, for four.
White for me.
And as it's a special occasion, cognac, shall we?
Not for me.
So that is, please.
Tre cavenieri, un cappuccino, tre cognac, per piacere.
Grazie, signore.
Marvellous. I tried evening classes for a term, but I didn't get anywhere.
I'll have to give you lessons, son.
Oh, Julian, that's nice. That's really nice. You know, I feel rather tiddly. A whole bottle of Chianti. Eat? No. Julian doesn't touch the stuff.
Julian, I wonder... Sorry. No, to you.
Well, I was only going to say, you don't look a bit like my idea of a garden.
Jackie thought you were music.
He was medieval history once, weren't you, dear boy?
I wrote half a thesis.
Bernard, you won't forget about giving us a talk.
Oh, not my scene. I couldn't possibly, sorry.
Please.
Why not get hold of some of your old speakers? Hellman Smith, for instance.
Hellman's 300 miles away.
Oh, not anymore. He's got a shop here.
Hellman has?
The HS Dress Agency.
St. James's Square, just round the corner from me.
Julian, did you...
Where do you live then, Mrs...
Oh, Jackie, please.
Jackie.
Crombie Street, over Toffees, the sweet shop.
Oh, how nice. What did you wonder, Bernard?
Only that my wife went to St. Anne's Park quite often, took a book, fed the squirrels. You might have seen her.
Possibly. Our squirrel population's expanding alarmingly, thanks to all the people. Ah, coffee.
Cappuccino?
Yes, me, please. Thank you. Oh, well, this is nice. A real party.
We haven't said happy birthday.
Oh, many happy returns.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Felicity. Happy birthday.
Speak to Inspector Burgess. Harrison, Martello Heights, you'll know. Inspector, thought you might be interested. A Mr. Lane's car was parked back at the building here just before two, the day his wife died. Yeah, it suddenly registered 5 minutes ago. Nipped out of the betting shop like I did that day, and there it was. White Mercedes. Positive.
WYL615S. Yeah, I will, Inspector. Certainly. Not at all.
I'm sorry. I should have realised.
What's that?
About the film tonight, the brutal murder and everything.
Oh.
You must be dreading Wednesday, the funeral.
Mm. I am.
What did Hurst Dawes say that Wednesday, I wonder? I shan't come. You won't mind?
Oh, I wouldn't want you to. Recognise anyone there tonight?
Should I have?
Julian. Three rows in front. With Martin Stanhope.
Who's Martin Stanhope?
Oh, an old friend of Mavis's. He gave me the sketch.
How odd. Did they see us?
I doubt it. They seem too engrossed in one another.
Oh, small world, they say.
Planets revolving.
What's that?
Felicity and Hellman Smith. Felicity and Julian. Martin and Julian.
They all knew Mavis.
No, not Julian. Or did he? And there's Gelder and Harrison and Albert and Frank.
And you?
And me. Oh, yes. And me.
Mrs. Jessel says you're not usually late for appointments, Mr. Lane. Had something happen that day?
No. Nothing. I'd walked farther than I realised, that's all.
What's your car?
Mercedes. White.
WYL615S.
Yes?
It was seen parked behind Martello Heights that lunchtime.
Who told you?
You said you never come home to lunch during the week.
I don't. I thought about seeing my wife, that's all.
About you and Mrs. Jessel?
No, about Camellia. Well, you must have heard at the factory that they've been...
Frank Brent said you'd had an offer.
When you're successful, there's always a big boy wants to jump in and buy you up.
You were against it.
Oh, most definitely. We all were.
But your wife was in favour?
So she said.
I thought she wasn't interested in the business.
She wasn't.
Yours now?
Yes, mine now, and there won't be a takeover. Excuse me.
Yes, it's all right. I must go. I have a conference myself.
Right. Yes. Oh, sure, Frank. Come on down. Yes. Yes, I know. Yeah. Well, I was hoping before Christmas too, but not a chance, I'm afraid. Yes, it hung up with design. Tomorrow, yes. 10:30, the Woodthorpe Crematorium. Oh. Thank you, Mike. Frank, come on in. What's on your mind?
It's about tomorrow. Your wife's funeral.
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of the staff would like to pay their respects.
Oh, I hadn't thought. I should have. We'll close for the day.
Thanks.
Oh, Frank, the discontinued lines, Le Bonheur, etc., did you take them over?
I've known her a long time. Who else?
Wednesdays. Key in the door.
Yes, that's right.
Why, Frank?
How would I know? She was always...
This video was uploaded to the channel, Thinking Out Loud. Please like, comment and subscribe to the Thinking Out Loud channel. Thank you.
Strange, secretive.
Not simple.
Not at all simple, really. I'll pass the word about tomorrow. Roses, we think. Yellow roses.
We are gathered together in the presence of God to pray for the immortal soul of Mavis Lane, whose untimely end has cast its shadow over all of us here today. Mavis, who had harmed nobody, who loved books and poetry and simple things, and who will be missed with sorrow by all of you who knew and loved her, particularly by Bernard, her bereaved husband. The Lord giveth, and the Lord taketh away.
I'm talking about the lunchtime she died.
Are you sure you won't have one?
No, I don't want to join you. You drove over here to Martello Heights, and for some reason, so you say, you didn't come up to the flat.
I didn't, that's right.
You wanted to persuade her against the takeover?
I thought about it.
If she'd so little interest in the firm, why did she want to sell out? Was it money?
Oh, no, not money. Maybe this was a pretty wealthy lady.
Then?
I can only suppose to spite me.
What made you choose that particular day?
It was a fourth Wednesday. The one day in the month she was ever... Animated. I knew she'd be in a good mood.
But you changed your mind.
Yeah. I decided after all I didn't want to beg for favours. Actually, in the end, I tossed for it. Heads I went up. It was tails.
And now it's all yours.
Yes.
Right. So, you parked your car, tossed a coin, and then took a walk. How far? Ovingdean, the golf course, Rodine School?
It was cold, spitting with rain. I've told you, I've no idea.
See anyone you knew?
I told you, I had things on my mind. The takeover, the male perfume we're launching, whether or not I'd get out.
With Mrs. Jessup?
Alone.
Mr. Lane, we think you did see your wife that lunchtime. Tried to persuade her to change her mind, and when she refused...
You really try, don't you? What do you want me to say, that I went up and murdered her, nipped down and met Jackie outside and brought her back up to find her like that?
And made the first telephone call? You had opportunity, motive...
How about the others she knew? All her fourth Wednesday callers she put scent on for. They had opportunity, motive. Why persecute me?
It's a pity you didn't see anyone you knew on your walk. Give it some thought. Your spare key. Thanks for the loan. Goodbye, Mr. Lane.
A. Albert Banks went into Mavis Lane's flat around midday the day she died.
Tracer?
Union Square, the kiosk.
Rail voice?
Yes, I'm pretty certain.
Banks. Well, well.
Want him over?
Oh, yes. He'll have some explaining to do.
Mr. Lane, you all right in there?
Oh, what's that?
It's me, Harrison. Mr. Lane.
Sam, just a minute. Oh, where's the bloody switch? Oh, got it. Coming.
The Lane. Lady's been ringing, Mrs. Jessel. You ill?
Ill? Why should I be? Come in. Have a drink.
Ah, all right. Thanks. Sort of frantic, she sounded. Thought something might have happened.
What's the time?
9:30. Oops, sir. Steady.
Don't you ever go off duty.
I'm off duty now, but I've
had a few, Sam. All too much. I haven't even fed the bloody fish yet. Oh, you poor, will you?
How about the little lady, shouldn't
she? In a minute. I must have a drink first.
Nice little service this morning, I thought.
This morning? Oh, yeah. I didn't see you.
Oh, I was there. Pay my respects. Oh, that's her. There, sketch.
Yeah. That's Mavis.
Caught her gay-like. She enjoyed a laugh now and then.
She did?
Oh, yes. Mrs. Lane enjoyed a laugh. First number from the block, though, I noticed. The Gelders, Mr. Stanhope, Albert at the back. Very upset, Albert was. He's going to miss your wife. There we are, then. Cheers.
How about you, Sam? You're going to miss her, too?
I told you, Mr. Lane. Your wife was a very nice lady.
And always a small drink on the table. Were you one of her friends?
Your wife was never unfriendly.
Oh, come off it, Sam.
More than my job's worth, Mr. Lane. I only came to this flat for a legitimate purpose.
It's me they're after. Went for a bloody walk, left the car outside. I don't think I even care anymore. She's dead. I'm not going to bring her back. I miss her. Damn stupid, isn't it?
Look, Mr. Lane, if I was you, I'd ring the little lady. set her mind at rest. I'll feed the fish.
There was no justification for the report.
You should never have driven in that state.
Don't nag, Jackie, please.
You've got to face it. She's dead. Here, eat. And you wouldn't be feeling like this if you'd had a bit more consideration for her when she was alive.
A development in the Mavis Lane murder hunt. A man is at police headquarters helping with inquiries into the death of the 43-year-old Camellia Beauty Products heiress, whose body was discovered by her husband at their luxury home in Martello Heights on the 27th of last month.
Good God.
The weather in the southeast tomorrow.
You must be so relieved. You're in the clear. You might even think about getting a real secretary.
Police headquarters, good evening. Oh, yes.
In here. And what? I've done nothing.
You're not charged with anything. Yet. Yeah, sit down, Mr. Banks. Relax. Have a cigarette?
I don't smoke.
You married?
Yeah. No, separated.
Live with your widowed sister.
What's that got to do with you?
Spend a lot of time in your employer's flat when they're away.
Who said? They like me to be around, that's all.
Where are they now?
China.
Ah. Well, perhaps we won't bother them. Albert, on the day Mavis Lane was murdered, you were seen entering her flat soon after midday.
I did not. It's a lie. You made it up. No one saw me. They could...
Was the key in the lock, or did Mavis let you in?
You knew Mavis?
Or did Mrs. Lane let you in?
I wasn't there. Wednesday at my day, I already said.
Albert, it's late. You were seen.
Well, someone's lying then. There was no one about, I'd swear.
Was the key in the lock, or did she let you in?
Shouldn't I have a lawyer or something?
You haven't been charged with anything. You're only helping us.
She let me in, but I didn't do it. I liked Mavis.
How was she?
Fine. She was fine. We had a laugh.
And later, when you saw her, between 1:30 and 2...
I didn't. I couldn't. I'd gone home.
Was your sister there?
No, she works. School cook.
See anyone you knew on your way home?
I've got a bus. I don't know. I can't remember.
Burgess. Yes, all right. Jean. Yeah, I know. I know. I'm sorry. Very soon. 10 minutes, okay? Bye then. Oh, that's all for now, Albert. I'll see you again in the morning.
Well, well, well. Have you seen Godfrey?
Mm-hmm.
Looks as if they're onto someone for Mavis Lane.
Albert Banks.
Doesn't say. Just a man who's helping them.
Your coffee.
What made you think it's him?
Oh, she knew him quite well, and he's a shifty sort. Been inside once, years ago. Car pinching.
Really? What do you know?
These things get around. He started as a lab assistant at Camellia. Bernard, 20 quid a week.
And you an invoice clerk with the oil company.
Draw a veil. It's Newmarket today. I might pop along to Bobby Coe's after lunch.
Did she tell you?
What?
About him being a laboratory assistant. You knew Mavis, didn't you?
No. No, a lot of people knew her. Not me.
I've smelt the perfume.
Julian! What a surprise.
It's injection morning. I decided to skip it.
Come in, come in.
Have you seen the papers? Seems they've got someone for the Mavis Lane thing.
Yes, I saw.
Hmm. Do you know who?
Not a clue. One of her many friends, no doubt.
Hmm.
Coffee?
Thanks.
Just relieved I'm off the hook.
Oh. Were you suspect?
I knew her a few years back. The failed writer, it attracted her. She liked failures.
She'd have liked me.
Probably. Here. It's my guess failure gave her a sense of power.
That she didn't have over Bernard?
Did you know her?
My father, Hellman, did.
Ah, yes, you said.
I did? When?
Monday night, after the flick. Oh. Quite a black mood you were in.
I can't remember. Even now my memory sometimes just blanks.
Hellman. Hellman Smith. Does he sketch?
Oh, poet, artist, second-hand clothes, you name it. He and Mavis Lane had this grand affair du coeur 4 years ago. And my mother...
took her life, I know.
And I found her. Came home unexpectedly to borrow money and... she was in the garage, hanging. Her eyes staring, accusing.
Not accusing you.
No, not me. Him.
Julian, it's 4 years. You must try and forget. And look, if you're free this evening, how about coming up for some Monteverdi? Now you've broken the ice.
Inspector? Harrison here. It's Mr. Stanhope. He's had a visitor, left a few minutes ago. I've seen him here before. October, late October, Wednesday. It was about 3:30 to 4. Leaving, yes. Julian, he called him. Goodbye, Julian. This evening. Don't forget. Oh, 30-ish. Tall and thin. Bit scrappy. Lot of dark hair. Yeah. Not at all. Goodbye, Inspector.
Good afternoon. Can I help you?
Oh, Hellman, dear. Have I changed so much?
Oh. Felicity. Oh, how nice. I just didn't expect to...
How long have you been back?
Oh, since late summer.
You've changed, Hellman.
Not surprising. Oh, sit down.
You know I've got Julian with me.
Yes, the hospital said. Bless you. How is he?
Much, much better. The outdoor life's beneficial. Still forgetful at times. Amnesic, as they say.
Oh, just a moment. Can I help you?
Have you got any costume jewelry?
I most certainly have. It's a nice selection.
It's my wife's birthday. She likes the old stuff.
Oh, don't we all? Here we are. Clips, brooches, rings, necklaces, the lot.
Lovely.
And how's the club? Still the fourth Wednesday?
It is indeed. Next meeting, the 26th of Jan. We're doing a play reading. Ibsen's Master Builder. Oh, any chance of you coming?
Yes, possibly. It's my early closing day, Wednesday.
We'll never forget your Rupert Brooke readings. You heard about Mavis, of course.
Yes. I see they've got someone.
Though it doesn't bring her back. What brought you back, Hellman?
Oh, Cumbria's a long way. I suddenly felt lonely, cut off.
It's incredible. You in a shop.
Oh, I'm quite happy here. The work, people, and time to sketch, too.
No more poetry?
Not since I lost Diana.
Oh, Hellman, I've always felt that what she did was rather extreme. I know she was highly strung, but to take her life... Life is so precious. Just because you and Mavis...
I'd hurt her pride. It was her punishment to me. She should have realized how punished Julian would be. Does he know I'm here?
He hasn't been.
I see. No, he hasn't been.
The police came to me this morning about him.
Julian?
Had he ever come home with the smell of perfume on his clothes?
Oh, he didn't know Mavis Lane. Oh, in any case, it's all over.
Have you seen her since you've been back?
Everyone asks. No, it was all over 4 years ago. Now, you know that.
She never missed our first meetings. She spoke about you in September. It must have been a dreadful shock for you.
Yes. Well, lovely to see you, Felicity.
And to see you, Hellman.
Remember me to my son. If he ever wants to get in touch...
I'll tell him. And don't forget next month, the 26th.
Oh, I won't. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
I think I'll have this brooch.
Brooch? Oh, yes. Yes, of course.
Sit down, Albert.
I'll just, there.
Oh. Oh, you've had breakfast?
And lunch.
Lunch? Oh, good Lord, I've no idea. Now, let's see, where were we?
I didn't. I wasn't. I'd gone home.
Is your sister there?
No, she works. School cook.
Is there anyone you knew on your way home?
I've got a bus. I don't know. I can't remember.
Huh. Cigarette? Oh, no, you don't. Was she surprised to see you that morning?
She'd rung and asked me across. Why should she be surprised?
You were one of her friends?
I will have that fag.
Help yourself.
Yeah. I was a good friend to Mavis. More than most, I reckon.
Did she pay?
I don't know what you mean.
Yes, you do, Albert. We both know about Mavis and her callers. Did she pay?
Bit. Not much. She was lonely. It was as much someone to talk to. Well, sometimes we did just that, have a natter. She'd tell me about when she was a kid. How her mum made her spend hours in the factory, holidays and that. Made her hate the smell of scent, she said.
She was wearing it when we found her. A lot of it.
Yeah. She liked to dress up and that. False eyelashes. Blonde wig once. Always wore yellow.
Give you a drink?
Yeah. She was very generous with the booze. Though she didn't drink herself.
Now, these particular Wednesdays when she'd arranged a caller, she'd leave the key in the door?
Usually.
What time? Usually.
Round up us one. Then she'd start getting ready, like.
So, anyone, yourself, for example, who'd called on a fourth Wednesday would know he could get into the flat between 1:30 and 2:30.
Yes, anyone. And it wasn't me. I'd left. I'd gone home.
Why did she ask you over soon after midday?
To cancel our arrangement.
That afternoon?
Yes.
Is someone else taking your place?
She didn't say.
Oh, she must have said something. Given you a drink?
Yeah, she gave me a drink.
What'd you have?
Well, vodka. Bloody Mary, she knew I liked him. She was nice. Real nice lady. Didn't hurt nobody's feelings.
Didn't hurt yours, treating you like that?
It had happened before.
You mean, she used you from time to time when someone let her down?
You could put it like that. No hard feelings either way.
How about the call? Where'd you make it from? 9B?
Call what call?
Telephone call. 2:35, reporting the murder.
I didn't make no call, mister.
Oh, come off it, Albert.
It's true. The phone's cut off in 9B while they're away. I already told you I'd left there. I got the bus and went home.
No one saw you. Did you leave a note next day?
What sort of note? Oh.
Sympathy, perhaps, for a husband.
No, I never left no note. I told Mr. Lane I was sorry, that's all.
On the next day, Thursday?
That's right. I've been up to watch the big race. There was Mr. Gelder's note.
Oh, did you see Mr. Gelder?
Yes.
When?
Well, that Thursday. I just got out the lift, about 2:10.
Did he speak to you?
A few words. What a dreadful business. A little message was the least you could do, something like that.
In an envelope?
Yeah, of course.
This friend of hers who could make it after all.
Oh, she never mentioned no names.
Albert, you were with her between 12:30. I'm suggesting you return to your employer's flat and brooded about the way you'd been treated, had a few more drinks maybe, and went back between 1:30 and 2, knowing by that time the key would be in the lock.
I did not. It's a lie, and I didn't make no bloody call either.
Who else, then? Stanhope? Harrison? Gelder? Someone from Camellia, her husband?
Him? That's a laugh.
We're not laughing, Albert. She was murdered. And we think it was you.
Then you're wrong, mister. I'd left that place by around 1:30.
So, who might have replaced you? Think. Did she say anything?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's right, she did. My beau summit, she said. And she laughed. He's come in after all.
Beau... Beau what?
I don't know. The word... Well, it made no sense. It was like, Cheval.
Cheval? Cheval, was it Cheval? Beau Cheval?
Could have been.
Cheval. French for horse. Gigi. My handsome Gigi. Yeah, thank you, Albert. Burgess. Who? Well... Now, we already have, twice. Oh.
I see. Pretty astute of him. I certainly will. Thank you, madam.
Your men have already questioned me twice, Inspector.
Yes, you've been most cooperative.
And I've nothing to add. I knew Mavis Lane 4 years ago. We discussed poetry, became friends, that's all.
When you came back in, I believe you said late August, did you get in touch?
No, I'd erased her from my life.
Because of your wife?
My wife's dead.
You hadn't told her she committed suicide?
I wasn't asked.
Was it because of your relationship with Mavis Lane? I'd hurt her pride. It was her punishment to me. So you said to Miss Hargreaves.
How do you know that?
Chance. You sold some costume jewelry, a brooch, to an off-duty detective. Also, when she told you the police had questioned her about your son, Julian Smith is your son.
Yes.
You immediately connected the smell of perfume with Mavis Lane.
Of course. Perfume was her métier, wasn't it?
Yet you'd already told us that 4 years ago she never used perfume. It seems that Mavis, for some reason, only started using it after her relationship with you, Mr. Smith. And as you didn't come back here till late August, it would seem that you had, in fact, seen her quite recently, although you tell us you hadn't.
I'm sorry. It must have been a kind of subconscious link-up. But in any case, you've got someone. What does it matter?
Did you bear Mavis a grudge for what happened to your wife?
I blamed myself completely.
And you've never seen her since your return?
No.
And when she died?
I've already said I was here alone in my shop.
Wednesday being your early closing day. Thank you, Mrs. Smith.
Always read when you eat. He'd love to see you. I wish you'd listen. He is your father.
Felicity, I am listening. And I know he's my father.
It's 4 years, my dear. It's time to forgive and forget. If you could just make the effort.
Effort? Forgive and forget? Don't you realize my mother would be alive today? My whole life different, normal.
Your mother
didn't
have to...
And you say forgive.
Oh, Julian, there's no need to get cross. I was only suggesting it might help you to see him. I didn't mean to upset...
I was hoping it was him they pulled in.
Oh, please, come back and finish your meal. Oh, dear. Yes? Who? Oh, Inspector. Oh, he's just gone out. I've no idea. I'm afraid I'd upset him. I will, yes. Goodbye.
Bernard? Don't eat so fast. Talk to me.
Sorry. What about?
Well, whatever it is on your mind.
Nothing's on my mind.
Thanks.
Look. I think... just tonight, I'll sleep over at the flat.
You want to be alone there with all those happy shared memories? How touching.
Oh, cut it out, Jackie. She's dead.
And Camellia's all yours. And you're free. A big letdown.
Well, there's things to do over there. And you're not being particularly understanding.
Oh, but I am. I'm being very understanding. All the time she was available, you couldn't care less. And now, because of what you've found out, you're obsessed.
Okay, if you say so, I'm obsessed. Anyhow, I'm going over. See you tomorrow. Don't forget to put the chain up.
Up yours!
Martello White. Speaking. Mrs. Spencer Biggs is away till the end of the month. Goodbye, madam.
Oh, evening, Sam.
Mr. Lane. Quite a surprise. News about Albert being held.
Albert? Oh, God. How do you know?
Oh, his sister rang. Right state she was in. Oh, evening, Mr. Gelder. Back the big winner today.
No, I missed it.
Hello, Bernard.
Ah. You got time for a quick one?
Now? Oh, I couldn't possibly. Constance is waiting.
Oh, go on.
Well, all right. Very quick one.
Oh,
chi desidera parlare italiano.
What?
It's Julian.
Julian? We haven't
been... That's all your life. Tu sta sola or is Bernard?
No, he's got things to do at the flat.
We'll have a lesson then.
Well, I'm
Una
really
lezione,
not...
La prima lezione.
All right. Why not? It'll pass the time. Thank you.
Bravo.
What an age when you have to chain yourself in. There we are. Andrade. I'll make some coffee.
Mi farebbe molto piacere.
Bene.
Oh, Bernard. Rather large, are you good?
Cheers.
Cheers. One of my small pleasures. Though these days, Connie's first husband, you know, cirrhosis, Mitz Verboten. Oh. Must be quite a relief for you, the news.
Must it? Why?
Well, obvious suspect. Everything to gain, beautiful mistress.
Oh, I'll tell him. You like that sketch.
Oh, was I? Yes, it's rather good. Though I...
Though you what? Come on, Godfrey. Just a nod to in the lift. You don't suppose she kept quiet about her callers, do you?
Bernard, please. What does it matter now? They've got Albert Banks.
How do you know it's him?
Well, Harrison. Surely he told you.
He's only helping them.
Well, you know what that means. Of course it was him.
Why?
He had reason to.
Reason? What reason?
I've heard... Well, the police must know. She let him down sometime.
That day?
I've no idea about that day.
All right, other days. Who'd she let him down for? You?
I told you, I didn't know.
Let me top you up.
No. That's enough. As I said, she was a stranger. Like she was to you, Bernard. Stranger.
She told you that?
How could she when I didn't?
Who does know his wife? You?
But I'm attentive, Bernard. I give, too. Not take all the time like you, neglecting her, never listening. A mistress. Don't you realize? It was you. Your neglect that pulled those tights round her throat just as surely as if your hands had...
Bernard Lane? Oh, Constance. Yes. Yes, that's right, he is. Your wife.
Connie.
Yes. I'm sorry, my sweet. Bernard invited me for a... Who? A bit late for him, isn't it? Yes, all right. The inspector. He's up with her. Wants to speak to me.
Il padre, la madre, il figlio.
The mother, the son.
Io amavo mia madre.
I love my mother?
Loved my mother. She's dead.
I'm sorry.
Yes. Well, go on. Go on.
Il figlio, la figlia?
Oh, merde. Oh.
Julian!
You're having a lesson. No distractions. È morta sua madre?
Can I have a moment, Mr. Lane?
Inspector, of course. You've seen Gelda?
Not yet.
He left here 5 minutes ago to come up.
He must have changed his mind. Harrison saw him go out.
Shouldn't you be looking for him?
We are. How was he when he left?
Jumpy, I'd say. Scared.
Admit that he knew your wife?
Just a nod to in the lift, that's all.
How about a message when she died?
He and his wife sent flowers, the usual card.
Mm. Nothing more? Nothing through the door, for instance?
No. Nothing through the door.
Oh.
I didn't look at the newspapers for several days after it happened. Did they say how she was killed?
Death by strangulation.
About the tights, I mean.
No. We didn't go into details.
Gelder knew.
He told you?
It came out just now.
I see. Thanks.
Well, lesson over. La lezione finita.
I'd like a whiskey.
Aren't you on the wagon?
Large.
But...
I'm cold.
Should you?
No ice.
All right. Don't you hate that sound?
What's today? Wednesday?
Thursday.
Oh.
Here. No ice.
Thanks.
Thank you for the lesson.
I was passing. Saw the light.
I spent my honeymoon in Italy. Late September. Sometimes I think the only time in my life I've ever been happy.
Godere la vita, il desiderio di tutti.
To something life is...
To enjoy life is everyone's wish.
Oh.
My mother taught me that. She spoke Italian fluently. We went to Florence together when I was 16. The men turned and looked at her. She was so tall and fair.
They like blondes, I noticed.
She preferred the other one. Thin and plain. Cheap scent. Fish in a tank.
Ooh.
The shop was dark. Locked. I saw him at the back. Tried the door. But he didn't come.
What shop?
His. My father's. The HS agency.
Your father? How fascinating. Julian! What on earth?
A pruning knife. I was going to kill him for what he did to my mother. Please don't answer it.
Don't be silly.
I said, don't answer it.
I keep telling you I got the bus. I was miles away when...
All right, you got the bus. Now, how long do you wait for it? 5 minutes? Or 10?
10 at least.
Hey, have a look at these photographs. See any of these while you waited?
Oh, that's Mr. Lane.
I know who they are. I'm asking you, did you see any of them?
What a gink. Couldn't say, really.
No. No, it was a pretty long shot.
Hey, just a minute, though. Yeah, that one.
That one?
I don't know. There was a chap, could have been a bit like that, sort of pushed past, absent-like.
Going towards Martello Heights?
Well, if it was him.
That would be about, 20, quarter to two? Oh,
couldn't swear to it.
Never mind. You may not have to.
Bernard Lane.
Oh, good. I've been ringing Jackie. Didn't realise. It's Frank here.
Ah.
I'd arranged a reps meeting for 9:15 tomorrow morning, and I've got the most god-awful toothache. I have to go to the dentist first thing.
Okay, Frank. I'll hold the fort till you get there. And I'd try whiskey if I were you.
Just been out and topped up. Oh, you might tell Jackie she left her lights on.
Where?
Her flat. I just drove by.
Oh, but she's at her flat.
Not there with you?
Not tonight.
That's odd. I've rung a couple of times, and maybe you ought to try yourself. Anyway, you know about tomorrow.
Sure, Frank. Thanks. I'll have a try now.
Julian, this is silly. Please let me
No.
answer.
I said no. Didn't you hear? They may be coming for me tonight.
Who's coming?
It's happened before. My father arranged it. I'll have another drink.
Julian, you're not well. Let me get you a taxi.
No, no. I'm not going back there. She's in league with him. I said, I'd like another drink.
But I don't think you should.
No ice.
Please, put the knife away.
Yes?
Constance, it's me, Godfrey. I'm in a kiosk. Oh, God knows why I ran away. I didn't do it. You know that, don't you? Say you believe me? I must speak to someone. It's driving me mad.
You saw her that day, didn't you?
Yes. No. We'd arranged that morning, the park. She said she'd tell Banks, call him over. She'd done it before, let him down. The key was in the lock. I went in. So quiet. I thought a game. But she was... I wanted to do something. Help. But I was too... So I dialed 999 and came back to you on the bed. The key still in my... Say you'll forgive me?
Is this the truth?
Yes. Yes. It was Banks. Must have been. God knows why they're onto me. Honey, what shall I do? Tell me.
Come home.
Thank you. Thank you.
Mr. Gelder. Godfrey Gelder.
Yes?
We'd like to ask you a few questions, sir. Perhaps you come along with us to the station. We've got a car.
Mr. Lorraine, what's wrong?
Sam, ring the inspector at the station. I think Gelder may be with Jackie.
Oh, just that?
He'll understand. Tell him something's bloody wrong over there.
How long have you known her?
Who?
Mavis Lane.
Hmm.
Here. No ice. You'd been there. Fish in a tank. You said...
My business.
Was she really plain? I never knew her. Only a sketch.
Thin and plain.
Bird-like from a sketch.
Small bones, bright eyes. Hmm, perhaps.
Where'd you meet? In the park?
I could see her watching me. Over her book. I was sweeping leaves. October leaves. You're Hellman's son, she said. He told me about you. Come and teach me Italian one afternoon. I'll pay. Pay. After what she'd done. She and Hellman. She offered me £10. Rather tempting when you only earn 35 a week.
So you went?
Mm. She left the key in the lock. She was waiting. With her cheap scent and her yellow silk. She hoped I'd touch her. And when I didn't, she laughed. Because she knew. She knew why I'd come. Hubris. An eye for an eye. But I couldn't. She'd killed my mother. And ruined my life. But I couldn't. I wept. And she was kind to me.
Jackie, are you there? Are you all right? Gelder, don't be a bloody fool. Open the door, Gelder.
Mr. Lane, Gelder has just been picked up in Union Square.
Well, then who the hell's in there with Jackie?
Scovere la vita e il desiderio di tutti.
Julian, good God. He's crazy. Break the door down.
No, we've got his father with us. We'll get him to help.
Julian, open the door, Julian.
Julian, please let me go. Bernard won't hurt you.
You don't know. The humiliation. It's horrible.
Julian?
Listen.
Your father.
What did I tell you? Go away! Like you did before!
Why don't you break in, for God's sake?
Shut up. Mrs. Jessel, are you all right?
Yes, but he's got him.
Go on, Mr. Smith.
I'm sorry, I can't.
Just keep it calm. Go on.
Julian, listen. It's over now. We've all suffered enough. Diana, myself, you.
Mavis Lane.
Mavis, all of us.
Why do you come back? Answer that. You came back to her.
I told you I can't do any good. He won't listen to me. Answer him. Tell him you haven't seen her in 4 years.
Julian, you know I haven't seen Mavis now in 4 years.
You did. You saw her in August.
No, it's not true.
You told me.
Oh, he's confused.
Julian, when? When did Mavis say this?
When I saw her. October.
You're confused, Julian. Like you were before.
I am not. I am not confused. And I'm not going back there.
Where?
To the hospital. I am not going.
Julian, Listen. Your father came because I asked him to, that's all. I would like you to open the door and let Mrs. Jessel come out.
No! Go away!
Did she say anything else, Julian?
Who?
Mavis, when you saw her.
No, he's never seen her in his life.
I have. She told me about him. Tillman didn't like me because I changed. And I'm not confused.
So why did you do it, Julian?
What?
On the next fourth Wednesday, November.
You mean I did? I went back? Did I?
No, no. You were in the park lopping trees. I saw you.
How? If you were in your shop, Mr. Smith, Wednesday being your early closing day.
I saw him on my way back from there. He was whistling. I longed to speak, tell him. For months it had festered in me. Our three lives. My wife dead, my son sweeping leaves, and myself finished. For that cheap scent, yellow silk, a tart. It was too easy. The tights were still in her hands. Here, the flame that was ash, the shrine that was void. Oh, poor Mavis. Did you know Rupert brought us together?
In Death on a Fourth Wednesday by Joan Sadler, Bernard Lane was played by Gordon DeLieu, Jackie by Lolly Cockrell, and Inspector Burgess by Michael McStay. Godfrey Gelder, Jonathan Newth, Constance Gelder, Margaret Ward, and Martin Stanhope, Philip Voss. Felicity Hargreaves, Hilda Schroeder, Hellman Smith, Gordon Whiting, and Julian Brian Carroll. Albert Banks, Danny Schiller, Sam Harrison, Pat Connell, and Frank, Jeffrey Drew. Also taking part were Lisa Flanagan and Philip Fox. And the play was directed by Margaret Ettall.